First up, Otago, the health advice body overseeing the COVID-19 vaccination rollout. It's recommended this morning that AstraZeneca only be given to Australians age 60 and above. That means anyone now aged up to 59, between 30 and 59, will be eligible for Pfizer. West Australians now aged between 30 and 39 who 1 week ago were told they were eligible, well, if you've already booked, you'll still get your vaccination. If you haven't booked, you'll have to wait just a little bit longer. Shortly, we will go live to Parliament House in Canberra with the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt. But this is what he had to say a little bit earlier.
They have recommended an increase in the age range for those who should be using AstraZeneca from 50 to 60 and above. And they have therefore recommended that Pfizer is the preferred vaccine for under 60s. They have strongly recommended that second doses be completed for all of those who have had AstraZeneca who are under 60 years of age. We recognise that this is a conservative position.
That is the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, who will join me live from Parliament House in Canberra shortly. I want to bring in first Dr. Michelle Anadaraja, the infectious disease physician and the founder of Healthcare Workers Australia. She joins you and me live on the program. Dr. Anadaraja, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Ollie. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You've been saying now for some time that we should have been directing the Pfizer vaccination to the over 50s. Why?
Yes, that's right. So I wrote an op-ed in The Australian on the 28th of May, and I did say exactly that. Mainly because we have such severe constraints on our Pfizer supply. We're in a precarious situation, particularly in Victoria, heading into winter, largely unvaccinated population and dangerous variants in the mix, and a population that is frankly just exhausted with coronavirus and its restrictions on our lives. So what I was suggesting in that op-ed is that there is a signal that has been present in the UK data around the AstraZeneca rollout, that this clotting was particularly clustering in people between the age of 50 and 59. And so with that in mind, in that op-ed, I wrote that I felt the Otago should have reviewed that age cutoff immediately. Some weeks later they have. And I also suggested that the Pfizer stock should be diverted to the over 50s because they're the ones actually at highest risk of mortality and morbidity. They're the ones who end up sick in intensive care and hospitalized. The younger people will get sick, but they generally do not end up in hospital or die.
So the data shows there is an increased risk of blood clots of the AstraZeneca's vaccination for the over 50s. But why is it now safe, Dr. Anadaraja, for the over 60s? Does your blood system change as you get older?
Look, Ollie, that's a really good question. Looking at the actual data was released today by the TGA, we've had around 60 either confirmed or probable cases of clotting out of maybe close to 2.5. I'm not sure how many AstraZeneca.
I think it's 3.8 million. I think Dr. Anadaraja,
3.8 million AstraZeneca or all up. I'm not sure what that number refers to. So you'll have to get clarification on that. But with respect to the 60-odd cases that we have, and there are another 20 that are sort of don't meet that definition, there is a spike in the 50 to 59-year-olds. So about a quarter of our cases are seen in that group. But there's another spike in the 70 to 79-year-olds, where about a third actually are getting it there. So, in fact, what we're seeing is this clotting condition is occurring in all age groups, but it seems to be clustering in two kind of groups, the younger ones, the 50 to 59-year-olds, and then the older ones. So I think real questions need to be asked as to what the viability of this vaccine is. Yeah. And I'm not even sure how to answer that, but I really do welcome the TGA in putting this data out. I think the report is really comprehensive. It's transparent. And now, doctors and patients can sit down and have an informed choice. I know for a fact, though, that I've had a lot of patients who have had the AstraZeneca shot, and they're fine, And there's a lot of people over the age of 60 who are accepting of it. But, there's a cohort of people who aren't. So at least with this information on board now, doctors and patients can sit down and make informed decisions together.
And that is the person who is best equipped in your individual situation. Have a good conversation with your own GP, because that person knows your medical history better than most. If you are worried, if you are apprehensive, have that chat with your GP. What's it going to do, though, do you think, Dr. Anata Raja, to those who are apprehensive about rolling up to get the jab? All of a sudden, those under 59 will be pretty happy. But if you're 60, 61, 62, do you get the AstraZeneca, or do you wait to see if there's going to be additional doses of Pfizer, possibly Moderna, or even Novavax?
Yeah, it's a good question, isn't it? And look, for Western Australians, I would say that, you know, you're really the lucky one. You're living in the promised land over there. You know, practically zero COVID. But you have relatively mild winters, and so, you know, a real argument could be made for people waiting for the Pfizer glut to arrive. I don't think that is unreasonable. But again, you know, the issue, though, is that it's a risk-benefit discussion. And as you know, environmental risk can turn on a dime, as you've seen in Victoria. A couple of weeks ago, we thought we were okay, and then suddenly winter's upon us and COVID reared its head. And we think it's still smouldering away in the community at very low levels. So the risk equation is very different for us. But in Western Australia, you know, there's a different perception over there. And so I think, again, people need to weigh that up and have a discussion with their doctor about whether they want to proceed or whether they want to hold back and wait for the Pfizer glut to arrive.
Dr. Anata Raja, I do appreciate your expertise and your time this afternoon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ollie. Bye-bye.